Don't worry, be happy. Well, it's not a winter wonderland. It's a summer strip of excitement coming your way. Well, I mean, today, feeling a little grey and miserable, but summer is definitely here on the Dolphin Coast, and the festive season is definitely here as well. And as we rocket towards Christmas and New Year, right now, it's time for us to connect with our local ward councillor from Ward 22. Privy Muckin is in the house for a bit of festive feedback, a look at the year that has been, and a little update on what is on the cards for the festive season. How are you, Privy?
I'm good. Good morning, Mike, on the mic, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. Great to be back in here.
It's very cool to have you back as we stare down the last calendar month of the year, and it's been quite a year. There's been, I mean, just looking back at some of the things that, that happened during the course of 2023 as far as your ward is concerned, maybe take us on a bit of a rewind, and let's have a look at some of the highlights, the standout moments of 2023 from your perspective, Privy.
Thank you. Yeah, it's certainly been an extraordinary year, but you know, when you reflect, it's been great. Certainly for me, it's been exciting. There's been so many challenges that I've navigated, but just so many legacy projects that have come to fruition, and that's what I'm most excited about.
That's great.
And you'll remember I was in here a few months ago with Snow Kogan talking about the rejuvenation project that we were going to be doing at the off ramp.
Yes.
And you remember I got into the ring and we raised money.
Fight night. It was a big
fight
thing.
Fight night. Battle of Belito, we called it. And it was such a success, hey? So that project, the first phase of it has come to fruition. So if you drive onto that off ramp, it is looking incredible. It's going to create such a great welcoming space for our visitors. So certainly for me, that's a very exciting legacy project, and I'm looking forward to profiling it through some drone footage in the next day or two, which we'll be sharing on multiple social media platforms.
Awesome to see from the air how it's taking shape.
How it has taken shape. So that's phase one. So the inverters are going in, the ANPR cameras up, all the landscaping's been done. And then awesome. Phase two will be the installation of some solar lights to light up that off-ramp, which I think is great.
That's brilliant, and kind of, you know, future-proofing that space as well for the electrical future and the realities of load shedding that we
absolutely
know are with us for the foreseeable future. Anyway, but that's a really great value add to the livability of your ward. So a win for Salt Rock Sheffield at Ward 22, and looking at some other standouts of the year that was. What else is on your radar?
So there's been quite a few. You know, obviously from a council perspective, we've had significant upgrades to our road infrastructure, obviously disaster funded. So I quantified that to about 35 million rand in road and stormwater upgrades in the ward.
Yep.
So multiple roads being rehabilitated. Quite a big stormwater upgrade project and a retaining wall project on Ralph's Place, which suffered significant damage in the 2022 April floods. All of that have reached completion, and it's making the area look great. And then aside from the council-funded project, we still had multiple community-funded ones, like the upgrades to your TIFF's ablutions, which stand out.
Yes.
There was also the commuter shelter in Umhlali, which we upgraded as our Mandela Day project, also all community-funded. And then the ongoing work that gets done by the Dolphin Coast Conservancy. So they have a green team out twice a week on a Wednesday and a Friday, and they look after all your green open spaces. So they're tackling alien invasives. They're making your public open space look great. So all of that have just stood out so significantly, just in terms of partnership, though, and how we've aligned as a community. Hey,
well, these are great things to shine a light on, and just to remind folks of, because you know, you reach the end of the year, and it's the year has been a bit of a blur, and you kind of try and think what went down in 2023. Well, quite a lot by the sounds of things.
Absolutely.
And good stuff.
And it's a reminder that irrespective of who you are in a community, you can get involved. And it's just about active citizenry.
That's the thing. And now with just a few weeks left of the year before we jump into 2024, are there any things on the cards in the pipeline that you are excited about, any initiatives and any chances possibly for folks to get involved either this year or in the new year?
So definitely in the new year, we'll have multiple community projects that I'll be publicizing through your platform and through our own social media platforms. But the one thing which obviously is always a big challenge is policing and the safety and aesthetics of our beach nodes during the festive season.
Yeah.
And I think we're all very aware that there's always a bit of a disconnect in terms of capacity challenges from law enforcement, and that's your mandated law enforcement like SAPS and your KDM community safety. And we are very lucky in Ward 22 that we you know, I always mention partnerships on this platform. And we're very lucky in that we have multiple stakeholders that align with us. So this year for the festive season, and it's a project that we've run for the last 3 or 4 years that has unfolded, we think, quite well. Obviously, we can improve on it, but our most significant stakeholders are the Ilembe Chamber of Commerce, your neighborhood watches, CPF structures, and then one or two nonprofit organizations as well. But we all come together and then almost tap into the most critical component in this whole cog, and that is your private sector. So we have a number of private sector individuals, developers, that come in and contribute financially into making this initiative a success. So we identify a whole lot of days of influx, which means the days that you have a significant number of people coming to your beach node. And then we up the policing or the security component. And this year we've partnered with the private security sector. So we've raised 130,000 rand through the private sector to pay for private security, who've given us a security at a really, really good rate. And then CPF volunteers. So over the 16 days of influx, you have young CPF, so these are community policing forum, volunteers that come and assist on the beach node, but there's it's also creating employment for them for a 16-day period, so it's twofold. So we've got that initiative that's going, and the community can always partner with that because, you know, so many of us have opinions and we have ideas on how to get this right, but obviously a financial contribution is needed as well in order to get this right.
Wow. So, and the focus, obviously, for Ward 22, as far as beaches, we're talking Salt Rock, Tiffany's, and further up as well?
So for us, you know, Salt Rock, Mike, as you know, historically has been our primary beach node. And I think with COVID, you know, people were very naughty and they snuck off to Tiff's, as you know, during the lockdown. And I think that's made it a secondary beach node now. So it's highly, highly popular.
Yeah.
So the focus for us currently is Salt Rock Main and Tiff's, and then obviously with roving patrols across the other beach nodes, because we've got a number that go all the way up to Christmas Bay.
Okay. This is good. This is good. It gives us an extra bit of peace of mind, knowing that there's going to be more boots on the ground, so to speak, and that there is a level of preparedness for the season that's about to arrive, and that's sort of 16 days when it's really buzzing and when activity is at a max on the beachfront, right?
Correct. You know, the reality is we can never ever get it completely right, but it's about just putting in measures in place to mitigate the challenges that we've seen historically. And again, we're lucky that we have stakeholders that are aligning to try and get this right, and going forward eventually we may get it right. But I think it also bears testament to how popular Salties is becoming. I mean, it's just become incredibly popular.
Yeah.
So many people are coming down to Salt Rock, and we love that, you know. We love seeing it because it's a critical component in driving the local economy.
Absolutely. And for those that are invested in one way or another in the region and want to be part of the movement for 2024 from a community engagement perspective, how can folks get in touch with you, find out what initiatives are existing, or maybe suggest projects that they'd like to kick off, and to see if they can get other
players involved. What's the smartest way to link up and to get the conversation happening?
So my contact number is available on multiple platforms. I'll share it at the end of this interview. But yeah, the community is welcome to get involved, contact me, and throw ideas, because that's what we need. You know, it doesn't take one individual to be a catalyst for change. It takes community. And I think that's what I like seeing about our community, that everyone wants to get involved. And have this synergized environment to create change.
There you go. You're hearing it from local ward councillor for Ward 22, Privy Makan. And Privy, before we hit the top of the hour, any things that you, any messages, festive messages, or any last words that you want to leave our listeners with?
Yes. So, interestingly, the other day, my friend Linda Mnube was on here, and he's the CEO of Enterprise Ilembe, and he was speaking about the heritage route, the King Shaka heritage route being in Kwadugusa.
Yes.
And interestingly, Salt Rock has so much history. So Salt Rock is derived from when King Shaka's maidens used to harvest salt from Salt Rock Beach. So we've got so much history, and I'm encouraging people, like, Salties is open for business. Pull into Salt Rock, enjoy our beaches, enjoy what we've got on offer, and just come and partner with us and have a great, great festive season.
There you go. Festive message, festive wishes for the end of this year. And Privy, thanks for giving us the update, for giving us the recap of what's happened, successful projects that have been pulled off in 2023, and looking forward to more success stories to celebrate in the new year, 2024. What do you say?
Thank you so much, and cheers to the listeners for now. Until next year.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. I'm bringing you back to the tunes with another little festive Christmassy